Hi, welcome back to Ayan Chats. Please make sure you're following on social media, Twitter Ayan Chats, Instagram Ayan Marian, to stay updated and to know when new episodes are coming out. Please enjoy the following episode.
Hello.
Hey, hello. We're
How
doing this
you?
Again.
Yeah, we've got difficulties, man.
It's the connection. I don't know what's going on with this app, but...
So, welcome back to Ayan Chats, episode 4.
Hello again. do I need to say this again?
Well, my first... Yeah, my first guest. So, how honoured do you feel?
Really honoured. I'm here to support you, girl. I'm here. What was I going to say? Oh, I'm already getting really nervous about this, by the way. It's really weird for me. It's like out of my comfort zone kind of thing.
You think it's not out of my comfort zone? I'm
really proud of you for doing this, because I could honestly not do this. Like, it's too much. You know what I mean?
I wanted to do it for so long, and
I know you wanted to.
I might as well. There's no point in just leaving it.
No, for sure. I mean, I'm really proud for you, like, obviously taking the step and everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, but should I introduce myself or what?
Yeah, go on. But if you want to do no face, I mean, no name, no case thing, it's all right. You can give yourself a fake name.
I'll give myself, I don't know what to give myself then. What should I call myself?
If you want, you can use your real name, but I know some girls, like, don't like that.
I don't mind, you know. Hello, for whoever's listening, my name's Mira. I've been, you know, long-term... friend of Ayan, and I've known her since secondary school.
Secondary.
So, what else do I need to say? I'm 23 and, you know, go uni. And yeah, Ayan's one of my closest friends. We've been through a lot, right?
Yeah, well, I think.
So, yeah.
Life. So, okay, welcome. So,
thank you for having me.
We've got nothing, like, planned, so...
No, we don't.
It's going to be random, but one of the topics that I do want to chat about is these creepy old men. I don't care if I'm legal, I still find them fucking disgusting.
Right. Before getting on this podcast, we had a little talk about this, didn't we?
Yeah, it was, like, a good part, but the signal cut off.
Yeah.
So, shall I tell a little story of what happened to me today?
Go on.
So... This is going to sound so stupid, but I hate it. One of the old guys at my work... I'm going to say enough Somali because I don't want to get in trouble. One of the old guys at Shagaleri did a creepy compliment. Like, first it was okay. It started off all right. I was like, thank you and stuff. Mm-hmm. But this, you make me speechless kind of stuff. Creep me the fuck out. Right. And because I look 13, my speedo...
Right, and how old is he, do you think?
He's old, man. He's got gray hair and he's probably like 50 something.
Yeah,
so that just rings alarm bells and shows you pedo. Or do I sound crazy?
I mean, you know, it kind of depends on what kind of compliment you said. That, you know, he said something along
a creepy one at the beginning. It was okay, you know, like when you're just like, okay, calm.
Yeah, I mean,
old people do that anyway.
Yeah,
this coming back 10 times saying you make me speechless and stuff, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
That's the bit where I'm like,
and if you feel uncomfortable, you feel uncomfortable for a reason.
Yeah, that would feel you. That would make you feel uncomfortable. I mean, a compliment is okay. You know what I mean? Like, it has no age limit. Do you know what I mean?
It's fine. But the constant returning and the you make me speechless stuff, that's too far, in my opinion.
It is, and you know, I think you need to kind of watch out.
I have hijab on, so most people know. Like, you need to be a bit more respectful. You can't just be like,
But you know, not like, we obviously within our own community, we would know that, like within the Muslim community, but outside that, people might not know what the boundaries are, you know what I mean? So, not everyone knows. So I guess in his eyes, he just thought you're cute or whatever, you're good looking, and he just went for it. He went for it.
<I know. laughs>
So I don't know what to say. I would just advise you, just obviously be like, just be cautious, and obviously be, if he says anything creepy again, or like obviously worst case scenario,
you can, people can compliment you and stuff, it's fine, but it's the creepiness, and I don't know how to explain it.
No, I felt uncomfortable
because he kept coming back, and I don't like that. Oh, you make me speechless, kind of thing. Because I was like, ew.
Yeah, that's where it just went from like a kind like colleague compliment to like, oh, like, oh, you know what, I might be interested in you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, and sorry, but I don't like uncomfortable situations. I hope, inshallah, ya Allah, protect me. If anything happens, I'm gonna cry. Wallahi.
No, hopefully nothing will happen. Hopefully he's just a weirdo. Do you know what I mean? But if he does anything like else, you know what I mean, where he says anything, something else that's as weird as like what he said before, or he I don't know, he touches you, or you know what I mean?
No, wallahi, that can't happen. Because
then,
sorry, I'm calm, like, and I will kill you. I don't care. Fire me. I got fired for a good reason. Yeah. I'm going to go straight to HR and argue.
Right, yeah.
Like, back myself up.
Yeah. And did you not tell me there was another incident with a woman, actually, didn't you? Where she actually went and slapped your ass as well.
Oh, my God.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. That was the...
That's disgusting.
You know, girls, I've seen, obviously, like, you know, girlfriends, like, they do it,
Let my friends do it, but...
Yeah.
You're someone random,
And you were...
What do you want from my photo?
Also, you're pretty new to the job. You know what I mean? So it's like, you don't really know this lady that properly.
Yeah, they're too comfortable. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I think when you told me, I was like, how well do you know her? Because that's like what I would base my view on, if it's creepy or not. You know what I mean? Because like, in today's society, there's women raping men, there's women harassing, you know, the opposite sex, the same sex, you know what I mean? You can't judge what sexual abuse or verbal, or you know what I mean, like any type of abuses anymore, you know what I mean? So if you don't know her well, and she just, you know, did what she did, like slap your ass, and she's just like, but you know what I mean, it's just, I find that a bit creepy. I don't know what to say about that, to be honest.
It is. I'm just baffled, man. This is just baffling,
right?
Like, nag, ya Rab.
Yeah,
but you know what, to be honest, weird shit always happens to me. Like, back when I was volunteering at, I'm not even gonna say the area,
the charity, wasn't it? It was a charity,
like, you know, I had to basically organize, like, you know, the SL exams and theory tests for people.
Oh, really?
And weirdos would always come in, and there'd always be some old ass pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And what I got followed from work. He waited till I finished, came on the bus that was going back to town.
Wow.
And then I switched the buses, he came on that, and then I ran through, like, you know, the boring and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I walked so fast, I never walked so fast in my life. And then that's where I lost him.
But, well, you gave him a lot of time. You should have, as soon as you kind of realized, because, you know,
like, I couldn't do anything, because, you know, my manager back there,
yeah,
he doesn't, I was basically left by myself in the office, so, because he used to like go off.
Yeah, and then, but so whatever,
what can I do? I can't leave the reception and run away.
I know, but did you not have your phone on you?
I'd have my phone. Like, I called him, I was like, are you gonna come back? He was like, oh yeah, I'll come back, but he took the piss. He never came to closing time, so I had to close the place.
Right. Yeah, just, you know what I mean, they, you know, police or whatever, like, people who are experts in this, they usually advise.
I heard the police, man, they're useless in terms of these kind of cases.
No, but they, you know, it's usually advised for people, like, as soon as, you know, you feel like someone's following you or anything like that, you should always, like, I'm sure there's a number. Like, it might not be 999. It might be another number.
Yeah,
like, you need to make that text or call, because it's, you know, what's that saying where it's, you know, you'd rather do it than, like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the saying? It's better done than... What's it? I don't even know what the saying is. Forget this.
Better late than sorry.
Yes, that's it. Oh my God, like, I'm like forgetting my English, but that's what I'm trying to say. It's better late than sorry. Do you know what I mean? So
Has anything like that happened to you?
Oh, you know what, yes, definitely. You know what I mean? Because I'm just like you, to be honest. Like, I have a younger looking face, you know what I mean? Like, like a few weeks ago, I went to change some money because I had like euros and I wanted to change it into pounds from my my family who came from France. And the guy was like, "How old are you?" And I told him that I was 23, and he was shocked. My brother's coming. I told him not to come in. I'm recording something. Can you get out? I did not tell you. Forgot about it. Close the door.
Oh, leave him, man.
It's my younger brother. But yeah, what was I saying? So yeah, he when I told him I was 23, he couldn't believe. Like, he didn't believe me. Like, it's almost like he wanted some ID from me. But, and I was looking at him, I was like, no, I'm really 23, which is embarrassing. And then, you know, he felt really, really bad that I had that kind of reaction. And he was like, oh, it's a good thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I guess it is, but at times you're just like, come on.
It's annoying, wallahi. I don't find it good right now. I find it good when I'm 40.
But it doesn't help.
It pisses me off.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Because all it is a pedo magnet. A pedo magnet, or they think you're a kid and they don't take you seriously.
They're serious.
Or these little college kids tell you, that's it.
Right, and it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, so like that happened recently to me. But I've had so many, like a lot. Like I'm trying to like you know, we can't even like
no pick. I don't know which one you're going to pick. That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Your stories are so messed up.
No, it's just too much. Like, I've had a situation once when I came out of college and I wasn't feeling too well. And it was, what feels like years ago, but like 3-4 years ago.
Oh my God, you know what? Yeah. I used to wish when you guys went to college and I was stuck in sixth form. Wallahi, I was so lonely. I wanted to come to you guys.
I don't understand why you stuck to the. Yeah, no. You know what? I was wondering, like, why did you stick to the sixth form? Like, you know, I really wanted you to come.
I don't even know how I ended up there. Like, I was still getting letters from JC saying, "Where are you?" I mentioned the place. Anyway, I was still getting like letters and stuff, and then I don't even know how I ended up in sixth form, and then I end up like. This was this dead man. It was dead.
You know what? It's fine. You know you.
But then if I came to college, I'll be screwed.
Maybe distracted. You know what I mean? Maybe college is not always the best thing.
Yeah,
for you.
And plus, you know, I wanted to come to you guys.
Yeah.
And then now looking back, I realize maybe with anxiety because I used to not get scared, but I'd be planning to come and stuff because I used to message you guys and stuff and say I'm coming.
Right.
Then I'll pull out last minute. Like, right. What was wrong with me? Was I scared to catch the bus?
It's, I think you weren't put into the world of, like, you know what I mean? College is, like, sixth form is, you know what I mean? It was within your town, do you know what I mean? So it was very easy to get to. Like, you're always used to taking that route because it was secondary school. You know what I mean? It's right next to secondary school. It wasn't a
and
big
then
deal.
With that, whereas and also, I was scared to get lost because I'm a stupid. I was stupid back then. I didn't even know how to, like, get anywhere. Even if it was close.
Yeah, you're pretty innocent then, in that sense. But
yeah, I was retarded, man.
Yeah, but well, going back to the topic, what were we talking about?
Yeah, you're talking about something that happened at college.
Yeah, so I came out of college midday and I wasn't feeling well. And I tried to go. Obviously, I was going home and I took the bus that goes opposite to the other bus that you normally take, and it was like the longer route. I just wanted to be on the bus for longer, and I don't know.
It's nice, you know.
I like bus rides. Yeah, I really like. I like bus rides. Like,
yeah,
I like
all buses
rides.
Except the number eight. eight is.
Well, guess which one
nasty,
I was
man.
On. Which one was I on?
The eight.
Yes.
Oh my
that's,
god.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the horror. Yeah, obviously, everyone knows like the reputation of bus eight. But, anyways, I got on that one, and we are revealing really. personal things people might just so we might have to discuss whether we're posting this or not.
okay reveal it but don't reveal it that much.
All right, so I was on my way. I took the longer route and on the bus, and then I stayed on there for a bit, and then this guy comes on. Now, he was just like this chubby, like, you know, man or whatever. And and you know what? The bus wasn't that full. You know what I mean? It was around that time when all the kids are in like school, all the teenagers, college, you know what I mean? All the adults, like, so everyone's busy. People are at work, people are at college. So the people that are usually around during that time would be old people, the homeless, I don't know, like, you know, mums and stuff like that, weirdos, basically.
Yeah.
And so this guy comes on the bus, and, you know, we've got many spaces for this guy to sit, but guess where he decides to sit? He decides next to sit to you. Next to me, and I'm sitting by the window. So, obviously, I can't get out if someone's sitting next to me or whatever. So he sat next to me. I was a bit weirded out, but I didn't really react too much to it. And so, yeah, so he sat next to me. And then after a while, he just asked me how I was. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you want to be polite.
Yeah.
We need to stop being polite, man.
You know what?
Next time, punch man in the face.
I can't blame myself because I didn't pick up the signs at the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I did. I guess the red flag was when he chose to sit next to me out of all the spaces that were free. I should have, like, clocked on then, but I didn't. So he decided to say, oh yeah, I told you that already, but so he asked me how I was. I said, I'm good, and I'm so stupid, like, I used to be so talkative back then as well, and I just asked him as well. I was like, how are you? And he was like, I'm fine. And then we were quiet for like about 2-3 minutes, and then he started complimenting me. He was like, oh, you're beautiful. I think I'm thinking to in my head, like, you could be my, like, older than my father. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's an old guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's older than me. Blech. And I'm like, Catholic. At that time, I'm like 16 or 17 or something. Like, I'm like, this in my head, I'm like, this is illegal. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need to stop hitting on me.
It is illegal.
And I was like, you need to stop hitting on me. Anyways, oh gosh, he didn't smell the best as well. He just smelled of everything he can, like, the worst thing he can think of. And so, like, I'm like,
number 8 in it,
gagging because I'm already feeling sick and everything. And anyways, and then we have this you know, this like, I'm just like weirdly saying thank you, and then there's a silence again, and then he goes, £20 or something, and then I was like, huh? I was like, sorry, what? And he goes, £20. And I thought he was asking £20 of me. And I was like, listen, I'm a broke student, okay? Like, I don't have money for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just about, like, living. You know what I mean? Like, I'm living on my parents' money.
Yeah.
He was like, no, I don't want your money. He goes, I'll give you £20. And I was like, no. I'm still not clocking on.
Oh, I know where it's heading.
Yeah, I'm still not clocking on. Where he's going with. I'm like so gullible at this stage, and I was just like, no, I'm fine, like, thank you. And he was like, look, I like you, I'm gonna need you to come off the bus with me. And I was like, excuse me? I was like, I'm not gonna come off the bus with you. Like, this is when the panic hits. This is when I know, oh shit, I'm in trouble, basically. And I'm like looking at people, and there's like this lady, this Muslim lady.
Wait, how close was he next to you? Like, right next to you.
Right next to me. So he's blocking me. I'm by the window. Fam. There's no way I can get out. So okay. I see an auntie.
She don't help in it.
Yeah, I'm looking at her. I'm talking, you know, she's very, like, she could be my distant family for all I know, but I'm looking at her. I'm like, look, I'm in trouble. She looks at me and then she just turns away. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
People, yeah, like, help me, bitch.
Yeah. I was like, what happened to, like, sticking and helping your own community? Like, where did that go? Maybe she just didn't understand what we're saying.
Was the guy loud?
Yeah, we're the only ones talking on this bus. That's how bad it is.
Oh my God.
And at this stage, obviously, I'm panicking. I'm telling him, no, sorry, I can't come off the bus with you. Like, just
where's
panicking.
The bus driver?
No, because we're kind of towards the back. We're like middle back, kind of, like, okay. In the middle towards the back kind of thing. And at this stage, I'm telling him, sorry, I can't, please just, like, you know, leave me alone. And at a point, I just said, can I just get off? Like, can you move away so I can get off? And then that's when he looked at me and he panicked. And he was like, no.
What?
And I was like, oh my God, what the heck? I see this shit on TV or like, you know what I mean, YouTube. Like, how is this happening to me? Like, why? Like, I'm just sick. I just want to go home. No,
I remember back then you were very like,
he's huge. No, he's huge. Like, I'm talking when he sat down next to me. I mean, at that time, I mean, I wasn't the biggest. Like, I'm not as big as, like, you know, like, yeah. But back then I was like kind of okay. Do you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. his leg was like going on top of my leg. That's okay. How big he was. You know what I mean? He was, I'd say like really big. And anyway, so he panicked because he realized, oh shit, like, I just basically, like, I'm getting this girl, like, scared and everything, and she might not be like, maybe I don't know if he thought, oh shit, she might be young, or like, obviously I am young,
is he dumb? Can you not see from
I don't know, but he was just like, you're not getting off. And he was like, look, you're getting off with me, you know what I mean? He was telling me the amount of stuff. He was like, no, listen, he was telling me, we've got about three stops. He was telling me like exactly like how many stops we had until we were going to get off together, like a couple. And so I'm panicking, like I'm like shaking. I'm thinking if I bring out my phone, he's going to take my phone. Like I was like, shit, is it because I put makeup on? Like I'm like blaming myself for this shit, I'm blaming myself for putting myself in this situation, which is
nah, if you're ever in the situation like that, never blame yourself.
I know, but obviously like everything that your parents tell you come back to you. Do you know what I mean? Like never like go out with heavy makeup, like weird guys will, you know, hit on you.
Listen, weird guys even hit on niqabis, man. I went out with my anime teacher. She's wearing a niqabi. Man came up to her face and said, oh, your eyes are nice. I wonder how your face is underneath it. Oh, gosh.
We're living in a really weird world because
the creepy ones anyway, they don't care no matter what you wear.
Right.
They're all like ajilbabis. Do you think they care about someone that wears makeup?
Right. Yeah, I guess so.
So never blame yourself.
Right. But, like, I don't know, some type of regret, like, regretting what I did that, like, what I put on that day, maybe with the perfume. I was just, like, so many things in my head. And then he asked me something. He was, like, he was telling me things. I don't know, but I was, you know, when you're in such a panic state, you don't even know, you're not listening to the person. You just want to get off. Like, at a point, like, I was considering jumping over the seats. But I was, like, Mira, you're wearing a skirt. You're going to literally fall face down and he might just like get to you, whatever, he might just grab you. And then I was basically trying to get up and he was like pushing me down.
Why didn't you scream for the bus driver to stop the bus?
No, I don't know, it was just, you know, when you're in panic, like you don't know what to do.
Yeah
anyway, honest, he was like, I'm gonna punch you. He literally said something along the lines of, I'm gonna punch you, or I'm gonna beat you. Listen, this, like, it was like a wake up call for me. Like, I've never been in such a danger in my life. And I was just like,
actually, you've been in worse.
I've been in worse, but like at that time, it just felt like that. Do you know what I mean? And I was just like, oh my God, I'm gonna get killed on this bus if I don't do what he tells me. Anyway. And he starts asking me the questions like, oh, you know, he was just asking me these weird things. And then something hit me. I was like, just tell this guy you don't speak English. I don't know what, came over me, but I was like.
But you're speaking to him all that time.
I know, listen, I'm like, so stupid. I don't know. Like, when I'm stupid, I do the stupidest things. Trust me. Like, when I'm like panicking, I just do shit that doesn't make sense. And I told him I don't speak English. And he was like, okay. He was like, but you're speaking to me before. And I said, look, my English very broken. what happened then? And then he was like, oh, all right then, you don't speak English. And then he like sign language to me. I think it's a sign language. I don't even want to say, but it's the I want to have intercourse with you symbol with his hands. And that's when I was like, okay, today's the day I will get raped, I will get killed, everything you've been watching on those crime documentaries is gonna come true today. So I just did my shahada, I said it. And anyway, so the bus stopped because he pressed it, so he was planning to get off with me. So I walked behind him, which obviously a lot of people will think you're so dumb.
No, it's smart to be honest if you're behind, because
yeah,
you can see where he
is.
Imagine man's behind you, gets rock on.
Right. And like when I told my mom, she was just like, I really do have a really dumb daughter. She was like, you're so dumb. She was like, you know what? There was no remorse. Like, mom was just like, you're plain dumb. Like, why would you do that, right? But anyways, I was going towards the door of the bus with him. And mm-hmm. I was lucky that the bus driver kind of knew what was going on. And I never knew. I thought the bus driver didn't know at all. Like, I thought, like, I don't know.
Okay, so thank God the bus driver heard, but
yeah,
what did he do? Nothing.
He didn't do anything about it, which is obviously messed up at the same time. But anyways, I was, like, literally behind this guy, and the bus stopped. Obviously, the doors open. And as soon as he got out, the bus literally, he didn't even give me time to, like, take another few steps for me then to go back. He closed the doors. And then, oh, my God.
Okay, so as soon as the fat man got off,
yes,
the bus driver locked you in.
He locked me in.
Oh my God.
Right?
I'd be like, oh my God, you're my hero.
Listen, I was...
You're my hero!
Exactly. I was just like, praise the Lord. And literally, I was just like, oh my God, what the hell just happened to me?
Where did he put you then? Where did he take you? Like, it was something at your stop?
No, it wasn't my stop. It was...
Wait!
He was
playing... Karate.
Yes, that's the whole point. Mira. This guy was gonna... That's what I'm saying. That's why my mom was calling me stupid. But I had a plan in my... No, but I had a plan. Listen, I'm not that dumb. I had a plan in my head. The plan was to pretend to get off so he doesn't beat me, obviously. Remember he said, he'll beat me. You know what I mean? He looks like he would actually do it on the bus. So I followed him. So then when he gets off, I can get back. Do you know what I mean? And tell mm-hmm. the driver to, I don't know, call the police or something for me. Do you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. But the driver already knew, maybe one of the passengers that got off before me, because I was just talking to him. I was so busy talking to him. Maybe one of the people on the bus told him. Whilst we were arguing, yeah. I don't know what happened. I don't know how the hell the driver knew. But anyways, the doors closed and the look that this guy gave me was like, if I see you if I see you next time, you're dead, basically. Like, he stood still. Like, he didn't even move. He turned back and he felt betrayed. I don't know what. He was just looking at me like, if I see you next time... And he was a big guy. He looked like he was like, I'm going to eat you, or I'm going to kill you first, I'm going to eat you then after. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Did he get off in your area though?
No, he did not. So okay, thank God.
Alhamdulillah.
And then the bus driver then had the audacity to like comfort me. I was like, it's a bit too late. Like, what if he dragged me out? Do you know what I mean? Or something. And he was like, oh, you know, like I saw the commotion happening, like, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And he was like, are you okay? And like I was just shaken up, to be honest.
But it might be because he didn't want to start something before the guy got off. Normally on the A bus, you know, when the bus driver interferes,
yeah,
they act even crazier,
right? Yeah.
Well, I had the amount of crazy stuff that happened on that bus.
But the thing is, what could he have done anyway? Do you know what I mean? If he locked the bus in until the police came, I'd be beaten up.
He has to keep driving, contact the police, and then the police will come. Because if you tell. If you make the person aware that the police is coming, they're just going to jump off.
Yeah, I was just in such a shock. And obviously when I came home, told my mom, you know how Somali parents take it. You know,
yeah,
not,
they think like,
so
oh,
great.
Okay, this girl's a retard.
Right, yeah, my mom was just like, you're just stupid. Like, what, like, you're probably wearing makeup or something. You know, my mom's like, I won't say like she's a horrible person or anything, but it's just like, you know, it's just it's like a thing of our culture where, you know, this is how the parents react, and I wouldn't blame her, to be honest. But it was just funny to me because like I was like, come on, like you can't be blaming my makeup or, you know, like where I sat or what I did.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They'll do it to anyone.
Yeah, like it was just out of order. He first of all, he was hitting on you know,
underage
person, and it mm-hmm. was just obviously like illegal things going on. And he was planning, like he thought like, yeah, I could be a prostitute for him for the day. Like, what was he thinking? Like, £20. First of all, how am I worth £20? I'm worth more than that. I was so disappointed. You know what? Like, years later, I was just like, oh my God, am I actually worth £20?
No, are man. Basically,
my confidence,
you know,
just went right down.
No, basically, you
like,
know,
yeah.
The reason why this guy's a retard, £20, there's people that are addicted to drugs and stuff. They'll do anything for a bit of money.
Yeah, right.
I don't know who the hell gassed him.
But £20 in his eyes Like, I'm hoping to God it's a lot for him, because worth a lot, first of all.
Well, I hate that bus. Nothing normal happens on that bus. It's always a mess.
Yeah. And best believe, I literally did not get on that bus from that day on. Like, I literally catched another one into town and then from town to home, because, like, I changed my route, like, you know, like, after that day. And I was just traumatized. Like, I started becoming paranoid. I was wearing baggier clothes because I just didn't want to attract any, you know what I mean?
Weirdos,
Weirdos and stuff. So, like, there are people like that out there. And, you know, we can't just say it's men, it's women as well.
Mira. Yeah, right, there's more people like that out there, because when I was on the 65 stuff, similar thing happened to me, but it wasn't as bad as yours, because I had the, like, two people with me.
Okay.
But I was a retard as well. Well, I had a lay on, and then they were looking at me like, why are you speaking to him? And they kept turning around saying that I had been. And I was thinking, why? He's just being polite. Like, let me just ask him, like, how his day was.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I would like to see you on top of me. I was like, what? I'm like, what the fuck?
What? Oh, my God. Where is this? Is this on the bus as well? Oh.
Yeah. And then as soon as I heard that, I was like, fuck it, I'm moving. Because the bus was full, so...
Yeah,
I just sat next to one of the ladies, and then
the audacity that he has as well to do it on a full bus. Like, are you crazy?
Should I tell you something? You know how you know I'm a stupid idiot? You know how I don't look around. Like, I try to, like, ignore my surroundings.
Yeah.
And so, like, when there's strangers and stuff, especially like if it's like guys, right, I can literally they'll be next to me, but I can blank them, and I don't know why I can do that.
Mm-hmm. So I can do that too.
I did that. But
yeah,
because I did that, I didn't know he was drunk. So I was sitting next to some drunk guy.
Yeah.
Or while.
No, you have to have spatial awareness. Otherwise, like,
from now on, that's what I'm doing.
Things can get stolen. They can harass you without you even knowing, you know, it's happening.
Yeah, no more. Oh my God, yeah, they can. Because there was, at the time when I was trying to get off
they'll
the bus.
They'll touch you.
And this guy was acting like he was helping me, some fucking old day bastard. And then next thing you know, he grabbed my flat chest. And I was like, why are you trying to grab? There's nothing there.
Oh shit.
Yeah, like, some guy backed me up, because I turned around like, what in the flying fuckeries?
Right, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on like that, but people just ignore it. There should be like more awareness about it.
I think they should have prison for these kind of people, you know what I mean? Like prison. Like a separate prison to teach these. Like, they don't deserve to be dead or anything.
Listen,
or like...
the reason why these weirdos and these harassers and...
I mean, pedos, first of all,
guess what?
What
have you not realized? For like minor stuff, like someone having weed on them, that career has a really long prison sentence. But if a person's a pedo, they don't have a long prison sentence and they're let out. And the reason for that is most of the this is my theory anyway, and it's kind of true. The elites and the judges and stuff like that, they're pedophile sympathizers. Because they're the same shit.
Really? Is that a conspiracy?
It's a conspiracy and it's true. Why the same? Like, why would you give a pedo a short sentence unless you're a pedo yourself?
I'm hoping to God not. I hope that that's not real, because if it is, then that's messed up.
Fucking disgusting.
But I think I don't know if you've been watching, well, not the news, but I don't know if you've seen it online on Instagram. I've seen a couple of videos where there's a lot of paedophile empathizers and people are coming up with reasons as to why they shouldn't be treated like the way they are treated now. And I was just in such a shock. I don't know,
the world is ending.
Is this another conspiracy? Well, yeah.
No, like, what the hell?
No.
No, it's ending, because why is something like that being normalized? That is disgusting.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, is that one of the signs that are shown in the Quran? Is it like...
I don't know, you know, I don't think so.
Increase of paedophiles, but I don't know.
There's no morals and stuff. And plus, how can they try to claim that it's normal when... the kids or whatever, they don't have no, I forgot English, they don't have no choice, like they're victims.
They're vulnerable, is that the word that you're looking for?
Not vulnerable, Oh my god, the word's gone now. Like, innocence. I'm really tired. I don't. Yeah, they're innocent. So
yeah,
if they're that innocent that they don't have no boyfriend and girlfriend and stuff, why would you think it's okay to be in a relationship with a kid? It's not really a relationship. It's harassing the child.
It's not. It's not that. It's based. So basically, let's look at the view, the other side of what we think pedophiles should be treated like. Right. The other view basically
they need to die.
What they're saying is that these people have, they have issues, like as in like psychological issues, which, you know, to extent I can kind of agree.
It's
to
a mental illness. Yeah, I agree. But
yeah,
we said that with women, treatment, like this.
Right.
So why are they trying to get rid of the stigma on this? Like, it's normal. It's not like someone with depression who's not harming on. They're right. Actually harming people.
So, sorry,
I'm ruining lives.
Sorry, Ayan. Literally, the connection broke up. Could you say that again?
Okay. I'm trying to say it's a mental illness, and they're trying to get rid
of. Right. Yeah.
And stuff where you're not harming anyone.
I can't hear you.
Because the person that you're. Oh, hell to the no. Can you hear me now?
What's going on with Anchor?
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Huh? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So back to what I was saying. Can you hear me now? Just to double check.
No, it's breaking up. It's like this alien sounding thing is coming through.
But you could hear my voice, right?
Kind of, yes. Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Basically, for the fourth time, it's not really a stigma because it's not the same with other mental illnesses because this is harming people.
It is. So that's what I'm saying. What I feel like is people like that should be... They shouldn't be out and about in society. They should be kept in a... mental center, you know, mental like hospital or a center for, you know, for people like that. And I mean, I know they do alerts, you know, they do what do you call it again, alerts, where they make that you can actually see it online, like sex offenders or pedophiles.
Yeah, they go on the list.
Yeah, not pedophiles. We say pedophiles, but they're sex offenders. You know what I mean? Child molesters, mm-hmm. or whatever, who obviously have already been, you know, they've been already caught in doing such an act, and then they've got the label now. Do you know what I mean? That everyone can see where they live and everything. But is that mm-hmm. really enough to protect our children? Do you know what I mean? That's the question. Is
not
that
really
going to be enough?
Who actually checks that list? Like, who has the time?
Exactly. And
most
also,
of the time, they're normal. They can
exactly.
be like your name.
They blend in. They can blend in.
They
yeah.
can be. They can be Duxi teachers. You know how they say like Shaitan hides as like what someone people respect, like someone who's pierced. It can be yeah. your ma'alin, like your duksi teacher.
Yeah, they can
it
put
can be
a
anyone.
Persona on, obviously. Yeah, they can. And, you know, that is a very scary thing. I mean, these mm-hmm. these advocates, or what would you call them? These speakers that are coming out now about and talking about how, you know, we should empathize more for these people because it's a condition that they have. I don't know what to think about it. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, in a weird way, I do, like, when I sat down and kind of thought about it and reflected on what I watched, I was like, I do, but then I do feel sorry for them. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, I need to keep kids away from them. Do you know what I mean? We all, as...
You feel sorry for them.
Not sorry, but... It's like a condition. It's like what are you meant to do in their eyes? Like they like kids.
It's evil.
It is evil. It is like, evil. But what can you do? I say
so,
put them away.
I'm not gonna lie,
put them away in a center, or you know, in an area where people are.
Prison.
No, They don't deserve prison.
Yeah, prison. You know why? If someone kills someone, it's that because it's the same
say
shit.
Say they haven't actually did anything. Say they haven't molested a child. They haven't touched the child, but they've come out and they've spoken to a therapist and or someone.
They have feelings for kids.
Yes, and but they haven't done anything. Well, what would you do? Do you know what I mean? You have to see it from both sides.
Me personally, just for safety reasons. So, I could keep. I know that they're doing anything. I will still lock them up.
Right. How much? Some people might argue, like, how much of a difference are they to people who, I don't know, who are like cannibals or I don't know. Who are schizophrenic, who, you know, in their episode or when they have like a psychotic episode might want to kill someone.
No, I don't think they're the same because it's not the same because with that it's those mental illnesses, they hold a stigma, but most of the time they're not really harming it. With this you have to literally plan to find a victim.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the same as murderers or psychopaths.
I don't know. I think I'd need to do more research into it and find out a bit more about what causes someone to wanna, you know, what causes someone to have these kind of feelings. Is it maybe because they've been molested as a child? You know what I mean? Like,
it could be that. But
I want to know the scientific, like, you know, the research side of things, because I know it's easier for us to be like, oh, you know, we've experienced we've obviously had our own bad experience with older men, you know, hitting on us and stuff, and you know, we're obviously traumatized by it, and we can have our we can obviously have our views. Obvious it is, and we can have our views about it and say, you know, we hate them, you know, they should be in jail, they should be killed.
Oh girl, I'm like, for compared to what happens to other people, like the chatting up thing, that's minor. I'm talking about as in like these idiots preying on like little kids.
It's the same. I was 16, you know what I mean?
Say, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
But went further. But I still feel like they should all be locked up. And they shouldn't be, like, in society.
I think, for me, right now, like, as I've grown older and I am doing,
you're trying to see stuff from like their point of view.
Yeah, like, and also I think what helped me out a bit as well in like reflecting about this is the course that I'm doing, you know, the career path that I'm choosing to do for my future as an OT. And for people who don't know what OTs are, occupational therapists, who help people with mental illnesses, you know what I mean, like who help people like that. Like, I don't know, like maybe I could be working with child molesters, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I was you know what I mean, I was meant to be going on placement, which got cancelled for me, you know, and I was gonna work with people, you know, male sex offenders. Yes, male sex offenders. And you know what I mean? Like, when I'm going into that role, I need to treat them as human beings and not as like monsters. So
no. Lock them up, but if it is considered like a mental illness, help them. But it shouldn't be treated like something that's normal. I don't want it to be normalizing. You know how to make it into a sexuality.
Yeah,
that's just taking the mix.
No. No, yeah, it is. Obviously, that's like out of the question. They cannot be accepted as, you know, a type of relationship. You know what I mean? A type of sexuality. It's just, you know, it's not right. It's not, you know what I mean? Like morally right. You know what I mean? So I think people like that, like, should be watched. You know, obviously police are not doing it, so who the hell is doing it? Who are watching these, you know, these men or even women? We can't, you know, discriminate. God,
You can't just say men, but in men, because what happened to us, but
majority men, but there are women as well who prey on
there's
children.
A lot of women out there. It's not only men.
Yeah,
they prey on children, they prey on teenage boys.
Exactly.
Like, and you've seen all those cases where the teacher, like...
Teacher students.
And obviously, the students are teenage guys. Like, they think, oh, my God, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I did it with the older women.
Right.
Because their minds are still developing.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, yeah. She's just using
young kids.
Yeah. Sorry. It's literally, like, cutting off. So, at times, I might not hear you properly.
I was going to end it for now because we're nearly at 45-minute mark. But we'll carry on.
Oh, this is so good. I really like what, you know, the combos.
We'll carry on with this in the future, like this topic and like more topics relating to like Somali girl experiences or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I appreciate you being my guest.
Thank you for having me on here.
So it's getting late, isn't it? Yeah. Well, it was good. Like, you need to come here.
It is. And, you know, it's, I guess, educating for me as well, because obviously I get to hear your side of things and your knowledge and I hope that more of, you know, we'll have more collaborations with other people that we know, friends, obviously. If you guys can hear me,
whoever wants to come on, holla on here, man.
Yeah, we could do with some other views as well on topics like these.
To be honest, I want a guy's view, like a view from the opposite gender.
Yeah, from so all walks. From youngsters, whatever, children. You know what I mean? No, not
children.
Okay, I sound like the pedos now. No.
Topic or allotype.
No, I mean like youngsters, you know what I mean? Obviously, like, you know,
like teenagers,
you know what I mean? Like mothers, and if like, my mom is ever gonna, like, even
I'll put my mom on here, but between languages, she's gonna confuse everyone.
But yeah, inshallah, we'll do that. And it was
inshallah, and hopefully we can answer Q&A and stuff. And next time we can go out to other topics with.
Yeah.
One topic when we were supposed to do more than one.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically harassment, basically.
It's already cutting off. What's happening with Anchor? They need to sort this out, the connection and stuff.
Listen, in the future, once we're just going to record on the mic and still on the laptop, not on like our phones.
Yeah, be a bit more professional.
So we stuck to one topic today, which was good. Yeah. But, in the future, we'll stick to two.
Yeah, we could do about two, you know what I mean? Like,
instead of, like, prolonging it. But I think this one, we needed to be long. It couldn't be longer, but next time, we'll do a part two.
We will. Thank you.
All right, then.
All right, safe. Then.
Peace out.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you for listening.